Today is Tuesday, November 22nd, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Loamy by Pila. Loamy is a countertop electric composter that turns your food scraps into dirt in just 4 hours with the push of a button. It has helped me throw out way less garbage and conveniently provide extra soil for my houseplants and gardening. Lower your carbon footprint with Loamy by Pila. We're starting today with the latest updates on the shooting in Colorado Springs at a popular nightclub for the LGBTQ community on Saturday night. According to records released yesterday afternoon, the shooter will face 5 murder charges and 5 additional hate crime counts of causing injury with bias motivation, one for each of the victims that he murdered. A Colorado Springs law enforcement official said that the suspect used an AR-15-style semi-automatic weapon and also possessed a handgun and additional ammunition. We also know more information about the man who tackled the shooter, Richard Fierro, an Army veteran who served in the military for 15 years. Fierro appears to be a straight man as he was at Club Q with his family, including his wife and daughter, who are both now recovering from injuries. About the moment he tackled the shooter, he said, quote, "I just went into combat mode. I just know I have to kill this guy before he kills us," end quote. Fierro grabbed the gun from the shooter and started hitting him on the head while other patrons held him down, despite Fierro's estimate that the gunman weighed more than 300 pounds. Officials said on Sunday that many more people would have been killed had Fierro and others not helped to stop him. A court in Georgia ruled that voters will be able to vote in the Senate runoff election between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker starting the Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 26th, so this coming Saturday. The state had originally tried to prohibit early voting on that day as they were celebrating a very important holiday in Georgia, the birthday of Robert E. Lee. So celebrate all you want, Civil War weirdos, but the polls will be open that day. Another day, another criminal investigation into Donald Trump. The Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is reportedly returning to a long-running investigation into Donald Trump's hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. What a throwback. We can't just stop living in the past, can we? The DA started investigating this years ago, before pivoting to investigate Trump's business practices in a larger sense. But apparently, DA Bragg's deputies have recently indicated that they are back to the matter of the hush money, and that they intend to try to get the Trump Organization's former CFO, Alan Weisselberg, to cooperate, even though he has already pleaded guilty in a separate case to avoid doing just that. Call me a skeptic, but you gotta admit the whole thing is definitely sounding a little bit Hunter Biden's laptop-esque. And finally for today, a Texas startup called Glorify, which has proclaimed itself an anti-woke conservative banking alternative, is shutting down. After launching in September, less than 2 months ago, Glorify laid off most of their employees and announced that they will be closing after failing to secure funding. Too bad. So sad. That's what they call the hand of the free market, I guess. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Loamy. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Loamy is perfect for you. Head to loamy.com/announcements and use the promo code announcements to get $50 off your Loamy. That's $50 off when you head to loamy.com/announcements and use the promo code announcements at checkout. Food waste is gross. Loamy is your solution. With the holidays just around the corner, Loamy will make the perfect gift for someone on your shopping list. And before we go, be sure to check out this week's Extra Extra episode, where I explore the true history of Elon Musk's life, where you'll get to find out what about Elon is true and what about him is total mythology, starting with the fact that he founded Tesla. Listen on Apple Podcasts for a free 7-day trial or on Spotify by searching for the special Morning Announcements Extra Extra feed. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.